Well, we've been talking to two experts on politics, Anna Sale and Todd Zwillick, about the New Hampshire primary and how that fits into the race going forward. But we wanted to check into some actual voters, one from Iowa where the caucus already occurred, one from New Hampshire where the primary was yesterday, and one from South Carolina where all eyes are turning now. Joining us this morning, Brad Cranston, pastor at Heritage Baptist Church, founder and president of Iowa Baptists for Biblical Values in Burlington, Iowa. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
It's nice to speak with you again. And when we spoke to you before, we were talking about your support for Rick Santorum because Michelle Bachmann had dropped out of the race. Has your opinion changed since the results in New Hampshire?
No. I'm still pulling for Rick.
Okay. And you feel like he has got good chances in South Carolina?
I feel, yeah, Mitt Romney was a given up there pretty much in New Hampshire. He had to, you know, it was assumed he'd do well. So I think South Carolina is going to really sort this thing out a little more clearly.
You know, it's funny how quickly the media's eyes has turned to South Carolina. And I wonder, for you, Karen Gallant, you're in Bedford, New Hampshire, if you feel the way that Brad just said, that Mitt Romney was expected to win New Hampshire and therefore the victory there isn't as decisive as it could be.
Yeah, I do agree. I think things are going to be different down in South Carolina for probably Rick Santorum and also Newt Gingrich, who I support.
You support Newt Gingrich, and we spoke to your husband. He said that you had convinced him with your eloquence also to support Newt Gingrich. I wonder what you feel about this criticism that many people in the Republican Party are leveling at Newt Gingrich, that he's tearing down the person who will be the eventual nominee.
Sure. I don't think it was my eloquence that got my husband. I do think it was Newt's. But I tend to agree a little bit. I do feel that his performance in the primaries has more to do with a poor campaign than it does a poor candidate. I think if you line up all the candidates with record history, you know, just, you know, job history and what he's done for the country, I think he tends to stand out. But I do think, you know, not responding to Romney's ads in Iowa and then coming out sort of mad, I do feel that the Newt I'm seeing in the town halls and the Newt I'm supporting isn't the Newt that's sort of coming out on commercials and coming out for people to see. And I do think, I mean, we watched a show the other day that, you know, that showed that his responses in debates seem to be the most well-received of all the candidates consistently, but that's not transferring over to the polls and the commercials and how people are feeling. So I do think it's more of a poor campaign where his message is not getting out.
All right, that's Karen Gallant in New Hampshire, and we spoke with Brad Cranston in Iowa. Also with us is Karen Martin, Spartanburg Tea Party organizer in South Carolina. So, Karen, all these remarks about how different South Carolina is, do you feel that's true? Could we get very, very different results once we've had the vote in a week in South Carolina?
I think it's true when you compare it to Iowa and New Hampshire. For, you know, Iowa has the caucus, which is a completely different scenario than an actual primary. New Hampshire does have a primary, but New Hampshire is a moderate to slightly left-leaning state. South Carolina is absolutely a bastion of conservatism. Given that, I am at a loss to explain why Mitt Romney is leading in the polls down here.
Well, but he is leading. At the same time, though, Karen, nearly half of voters down there, likely voters in South Carolina, say they're still undecided. Why is that?
I think it's because we really were hoping for an absolute clear-cut conservative champion. I myself personally was hoping that no one who had ever previously run for president would get in to give a new breeze to the Republican Party, because we have to keep those undecided voters through to the elections, those people who have been completely disenchanted with the Obama administration, plus those who have been disenchanted with the Republican Party but are looking to give it one more shot. We didn't want to recycle someone, but that's what we have, so we have to make the best of it.
All right, that's Karen Martin, a Tea Party organizer in South Carolina. Let me go back to you, Brad Cranston, because one of the things which obviously make a big difference in South Carolina is the evangelical vote. Although evangelicals, social conservatives, have not coalesced around one single candidate, why has your guy, Rick Santorum, not been able to gather them all up under his umbrella?
I think you still have too. You've got Rick Perry, who is fighting for the same votes at Rick Santorum. It's going to be interesting to see if Rick Perry makes a comeback in South Carolina. I think he will be dividing Santorum's vote. Also, I think Newt Gingrich is chipping away at the same voters. So, again, Romney has his group that's a little more to the left, and they're going to – and moderate, and they're going to go for him. And Ron Paul has his group. It's the other direction, and you kind of got these three in the middle trying to divide the same vote up, and I think that's the issue.
So, Karen Gallant, if the other nominees begin to kind of fall by the wayside, candidates, I should say, can you get behind Mitt Romney if he's the eventual nominee? Can you vote? Can Newt Gingrich supporters then learn to like Romney?
Me personally, absolutely. He's not my favorite choice, but he's a good choice. And I do think we would rally behind. I think things are so bad and people do want the change from Obama so much. I don't think that's going to be an issue, at least not for me or my husband.
Well, let me ask you, Karen Martin, down in South Carolina, could the same be true there? I mean, there's a lot of undecideds, not as many independent voters as in New Hampshire. But if Mitt Romney is leading in the polls and he walks away with South Carolina, that would kind of make him the presumptive nominee, don't you think?
It would for the convention of Lisbon, but when you look at the delegate count, that not that many delegates will have been awarded, and there is still a path to victory for another candidate. However, the answer is yes. With rare exception, everyone is very pragmatic in understanding that if Mitt comes out and he is the guy to go against Obama, we will support him.
So, I mean, are we going to see another big finish for Ron Paul? I mean, he did well in Iowa. He's done well in New Hampshire. Does Ron Paul have a chance in South Carolina, Karen?
Well, he doesn't have a chance to win. There is a Ron Paul faction down here. They're very vocal on talk radio. They use the same tactics they do in other states. I don't think he'll do as well in South Carolina as he has in the past two.
And will you get a better turnout there than the relatively low turnout in New Hampshire?
I don't know. I mean, it would be great to think so, but I just don't think, despite the troubles our country's in, that enough voters have come out of their apathy and realize how much this is impacting them. I'd like to think so. I'm not optimistic.
Karen Martin, Spartanburg Tea Party organizer in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And we spoke with Karen Gallant, a stay-at-home mom in Bedford, New Hampshire. And also Brad Cranston, pastor at Heritage Baptist Church, founder and president of Iowa Baptists for Biblical Values in Burlington, Iowa. Thanks to all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.